Ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to
California. Welcome to episode 125 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we are drinking four IPAs from New England area breweries. We have two from one brewery in the Massachusetts state and two from one brewery in the Vermont state. I don't know why I said it like that.
Will we be covering who is in New England so that we can clarify for those non-New England folk?
Which states are in New England?
Yes. We can do that. I don't think Maine is in New England.
Is this a podcast about...
This is a podcast about what's in New England.
We do geography podcasting as a side by. So Sherry and May Lynn and Lynn may join us as well.
Hi, Sherry and Lynn.
Sherry Lynn.
Or Sherry Lynn. All right. She's from Tennessee.
So the first beer is the Fenn's India Pale Ale from Trillium Brewing. We could, in the beer stores here in Colorado, you could only purchase two of these.
I remember from back in the day, Trillium Brewery was a well-renowned brewery that may have been recommended from Mr. Lesperance.
Yes, could have been.
And because I remember
we
that Trillium used to
in.
Be.
We should dial him in. Oh, it's a
we should
late
call
there.
Him in. Do you remember the chat aggregators, like for Yahoo and AOL instant messaging and all that stuff?
Oh.
They had the Trillion one.
Hmm.
But this
so
is Trillium. Oh,
very really hazy good. Looking straw color, nice medium bubbled head to small bubbles.
Hazy.
Great, like
completely
New England
rocky.
IPA smell. Maybe a little less citrusy, a little more.
I got a little grass on this.
Yeah, a little grassier. I agree with that.
So this one's called the Fenn's.
The Fenn's.
So it'll be like the infield of
Sherry,
Fenway.
Do you have some facts about the Fenn's? What the Fenn's is? Because Sherry spent two years in Boston, Massachusetts at Boston College up there, getting her graduate degree in social work, helping the world of intergenerations.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what the Fenn was, but I assumed it had something to do with Fenway Park.
Yes.
And the Fenn's is part of the Emerald Necklace, which is the park system that goes around Boston.
Which is like a trail of greenery throughout Boston.
Yep.
Which includes Boston Common, I believe.
Yep.
And,
I believe so. Yeah.
Is it part of the Big Red Trail? Is that what's that thing called up there?
Freedom Trail?
Is that what it's called? Where it's like a big red line that goes
the
through
trail.
All the things you're supposed to see.
It's different though. This is like grass and stuff.
Yeah, this is parks.
So it's not
parks.
The same.
But
it is in Boston.
Freedom Trail goes through part of the
there.
The
see?
Park.
See?
So
it's related. It's relevant.
World necklace.
So it also for all that greenery, that's why we're maybe detecting the hints of
the grass.
See, like
nice,
that?
Nice
maybe
guy.
That's where they're going with this.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, they
because it's got the citrus, awesome flavor, tropical, sweet, hop-driven deliciousness.
It's got the New England IPA stuff going on with a little more grassiness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's really good. I like the color, I like the taste. This is like definitely my favorite beer profile is New England
style.
IPAs.
Yeah, I love a good New England IPA. This is one of them.
But I like to also, you know, sample outside the norm.
Yes. So while I was editing an episode of our podcast, I accidentally poured beer on my computer.
and kind of beer was
the
it?
The screen went blank and I put it in rice and it fixed itself.
Really?
But so what, a little tech help.
Tech help.
Is this a podcast?
It's a podcast.
We both come from IT. So actually that works on pretty much everything Apple I've ever saturated.
Yeah.
You get a big old bag of rice and you leave it in there for a day or two and then magically things work. I don't think there's a connection. I just think it's, you know, something that the simulation
it has nothing
makes us
to do,
do
with the rice.
No, it doesn't.
It's all placebo.
Yeah, it's
for
just,
the computer.
Exactly. The computer.
The AI like, in the computer is like, oh, I'm in rice. I guess I'm fixed now.
I can reset and make all that hardware work again, even though I got water.
Wait, what did you say?
So back to
how'd
the...
How'd you pronounce that?
All right. Oh, I said water. I see. We're outing my regional dialect. Mm-hmm. So with that New England IPA, what states are in New England?
Maine?
No, I don't think Maine's in New England.
What are you talking about?
I don't think
it is. It's all the ones in the Northeast.
If we did 6 minutes of prep, I think you might find...
Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts is the boundary. Well, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Did I say that?
Yeah. You consider upstate.
That was all of them.
Now, is New Hampshire and Vermont?
New Hampshire and Vermont, yeah. For sure. 100%.
They're all New England?
Yeah.
And what about Maine?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I don't think Maine's part of New England. It's definitely the Northeast.
Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
I'm going to sound like an idiot now.
Is there a sometimes New York State?
How did you
upstate New York? No, Buffalo's like its own thing.
Yeah, but like the Albany side. The side that like goes next to...
Didn't Maine used to be part of Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I at least got that part down.
Part of like the Massachusetts Bay Colony or something.
Yes,
like that.
And so they have excellent blueberries.
And New England, they're like, look, guys, we can't all hold a sports team, so we get one sports team for all the region.
Right.
So I get that.
And then bad mouth.
They have a hockey team.
Now, doesn't Connecticut though kind of have like a Mason-Dixon line where parts of Connecticut they're like, we're New York, maybe.
Yeah.
And then the other parts like.
Well, people like commute from Connecticut to New York, right?
Yes.
The city there, the big city.
It's like Virginia. Part of it is D.C. and the rest of it is not.
I mean,
not.
For Marylanders, we do not cross the Potomac.
It's sacrilege. Because that part seceded from the Union. And they're not even a state. They're like a commonwealth. Anyway, sorry.
So
I don't want to get political here.
They're a commonwealth too, right?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Fact?
Yeah.
Back to New England. Massachusetts is not even a state.
So anyway, it's an herby beer.
Oh, is this a beer podcast?
But yeah, there's Fine Notes of Grass. So is there another IPA coming after this
one? Yes, so let me grab the next one. All right, I'm changing the order on the fly.
Wait, all you right. had a different order, intentional, and now you're breaking it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm curious.
So, and the reason is, so that beer was 7%. We have 2 7% and 2 8%. So I was going to do 7 8 and then 7 8.
Yeah.
And I decided to do 7 7 8 8.
7 7 8 8.
So
the way to go.
The next beer on the podcast, The Alchemist Vermont's Focal Banger.
Oh yeah, that's a favorite of mine.
India Pale Ale. They say drink from the can, but we are not going to do that. We'll do that on the video episode.
But you know, I will use an Alchemist branded drinking vessel. It's almost as good as drinking from the can, right?
And you'll see that on the video episode.
Look at this Alchemist. This is pretty. Drink that. But there, Focal Banger just got the hops blasting through his ears.
The Alchemist Brewery, very famous for the difficulty of getting this beer, at least historically. Now it's more prevalent, but still somewhat hard to get. You used to only be able to get it like in... the five towns surrounding Stowe, Vermont area where it's brewed. I've been to the brewery, went on the brewery tour. It's a great, great brewery. They're kind to the environment. They recycle all the CO2 they produce. And
so is Focal Banger as equally as difficult to get as its
Heady Topper?
More famous?
I think so. I think any Alchemist beer was difficult. Like I said, it's more distributed now. I've seen them here in Colorado every now and then. I don't know how frequently they distribute to other areas.
So do you think that diminishes the mystique by being more readily available?
A little bit, yes. Do you ever see this in the DC area?
No, but in Colorado, I went out in Boulder and they had Heady Topper on tap.
Wow.
Not Focal Banger though, they had Heady Topper on tap. It's like, you have it on tap in Colorado?
Okay, so
a
light straw colored with haziness to it. Speaking of we'll get to Heady Topper.
And
which
this
is,
was early on in New England IPAs, too. This
Heady Topper was like one of the first
New England
IPAs, maybe the first.
And then Treehouse came in with the Julius that was just amazing.
Treehouse and what's the other one up there?
Farmstead? No, that they do sour.
Lawson's.
Lawson's, yeah, Sip of Sunshine. Oh, that's another good one. That was more like the Fens that reminded me of a Sip of Sunshine.
Lots of little bubbled head, carving head. You could like carve a little statue out of this.
Absolutely. It's rocky, definitely. Rocky good head. Good material for Michelangelo's chisel or whatever.
Anything on the nose?
Yeah, but I'm getting dank.
This one, I just took a drink. It's definitely got more of the bitterness to it.
That's tasty.
I don't get much of the tropical, though.
Well, in comparison to like the things that were called IPAs back in the day when this
or first citrus. Came out. What about citrus?
More citrus. It leans towards grapefruit, but it's got the bitter and the pith.
I get the pith for sure.
Yeah, but it has a sweet finish too. So it reminds me of like grapefruit versus a straight up like West Coast. You know, you definitely, there's some citrus sweet in there. Or maybe you're eating a kumquat where it includes the peel.
A kumquat.
I didn't know what a kumquat was for the longest time. It's a citrus fruit. It looks like a... It's a little bigger than the grape. It's like a big giant grape.
Oh, yeah.
You just pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Is it good?
It's all right, but you don't see a lot of kumquats because there's not a lot of big demand for it. But I work with a guy whose family was a kumquat farmer.
In the U.S.? Yes. They make them in the U.S.?
It was in the United States. Not in New England, though. It was not in New England. So, Focal Banger.
Yeah.
It's got a nice flavor to it. I have recently been enjoying Focal Banger more than it's... save all this.
CNBC video episode number...
125.1.
We're going to do a head-to-head with Hetty Topper and Focal Banger. You'll see my Alchemist tasting glasses that you get if you go to the brewery and do the tour. You don't have to put them in a purse or anything. They like come with the deal. You don't have to sneak them out.
What's that mean? What are you talking about?
I'm not
about?
Saying that that happened today, but I'm just saying it can.
Was it a purse, really?
I think it was
a... Nothing up my sleeve.
Nothing up my sleeves. It was a magic trick.
Sorry. So we'll be talking about that 125.1, right?
Yes.
So would you call Hetty Topper, not to spoil like the next beer, but... Would you call that a big brother to Focal Banger? How would you refer to it? Like which?
I don't know. I think we'll see. I'm going to say I think they're different flavored beers. I think this is a little more
totally dank, different flavored beers.
And I think that one's a little more citrus is what I'm going to say.
No, you're going to... No, it's more... No.
Well, I'm getting more citrus now as this warms up a little bit, actually.
Well, I'd be curious to see, like that's the thing with Hetty Topper and availability and palate blasting. But I don't know, Hetty Topper is definitely more well-known than Focal Bang.
Definitely more famous, especially like dating back, say like, what, 7-8 years ago where you could only get it out of,
It was one of the things that, you know, it was a massive part of the trade culture where people would drive with trunkfuls of one beer to trade to trunkfuls of another beer. And in those, one of the things I think that drove in the craft market was like you had to have high enough quality that people would want to do that.
Yes.
And then you had to find another beer that somebody would be willing to trade for you. So it kind of was some sort of like, there's a certain level you have to hit that people want to make that kind of effort to get in that game.
And it would have to be either rarity or like actually the quality of the beer.
Right. And I think, you know, what we're finding with the saturation, and I think we discussed about this before, now everybody everywhere makes a good beer and, you know... If you make a great beer, that's a little harder to break through the noise.
All right, let me grab the next beer.
I'm setting the table nicely.
Do we have any, we don't have any, like, filler for this episode, do we?
Like articles or things? Well, you're going to ask about, there is the Fens and there's another top. Oh, you already asked about the Emerald Necklace or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we covered it all. There's nothing so left to talk about. That's all we prepared.
We blew. We shot our...
All in the first beer.
All right, Mike.
Yes, sir.
The labels on the Trillium beers, I just think they're very beautiful, like hand-sketched, like print art kind of deal. So this one's called Vicinity. This is a double India Pale Ale.
That looks like an Emerald Necklace.
Yes. Yeah, 8% alcohol by volume. The last one was 7%. How is 8 double? It's like...
That's supposed to be double?
It's like... What is that? Like 1 point... 1.2%.
I was told more. There wasn't going to be math. And what really confused me was like I wasn't good at math, and then I had to learn new math with my kids, and I still don't know anything about it.
So anyway, the can shows a shucking oyster type deal, right? That's what that is? Yeah. You like oysters, Mike?
I do.
And good oysters up there in New England, eh?
They do. My old Ebbets Grill has some of them oysters from up there and then other places.
Where you can get, like, give me some PEIs and some other things. That's Canada.
Prince Edward, Prince Edward Island. But isn't that kind of in the same, you know?
Those are known for mussels, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, mussels,
and,
yeah.
And they're kind of in the same area of as New England, right?
So this one, what's it called again?
Vicinity.
Vicinity, even hazier than the last two beers. Look at that. Like, can you make an even hazier beer?
This looks like straw milk.
It's like on the side.
This is where I thought oats could be a milk.
Yeah. This is like the oatmeal of IPAs, guys.
Yes. It's like, look how thick that is. It's like a giant cream.
That smells really nice. I get a lot of like, citrusy cleaner. Ooh,
there's no
stuff.
Better than that. That's tasty. There's no grass in this. This is straight.
No grassiness versus the fence,
this is
for sure.
100% citrus, tropical, sweet, pineapple more than grapefruit.
Pineapple. Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That tastes like pineapple.
You may have incepted me, but I'm getting some pineapple for sure.
But it even
has...
That's
nice.
Right? It has the viscosity of pineapple juice, too.
It's got the vicinity of pineapple juice.
Oh, look at that.
That's the name of the beer.
I know. You bring it back. That was pretty cool. All right. Well, compared labels, though. This is Trillium, and the other was Trillium?
The Fens was Trillium.
The Fens definitely looks like an emerald necklace. I thought that was pretty cool. That's label's nice. But this
more mappy.
Is this a charcuterie board? Oh, it's oysters. You said that. They're shucking oysters.
Now, would I see the Emerald Necklace in your browser history, Mike?
It was because of the episode. I don't know what else it means. Is it a double entendre?
I don't know.
The
Fens had... I just like the simplicity. I like a label that's simple and like repetitive by the same brewery. So like true... Not like repetitive in style, in that
right,
like,
you know the brand.
They're very simple, but they like transition the same kind of stuff. Now, like I'll be honest with you, the Alchemist labels, I'm not a huge fan of.
They remind me of Eraserhead, both of them.
That art I'm not too.
There's a lot of words on the back too.
Yeah, but they make cool t-shirts.
It's like drinking out of the can. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that on a hoodie. Tomorrow. Give me the. Oysters and emerald necklace on a hoodie.
I'll give you an oyster necklace on your hoodie.
Jesus Christ.
Episode 125 of CNBC.
This is pretty much the later episodes. This is what the hell kind of they go. This is it.
More edits required. But good improv. All right, so...
We need a little filler for this episode. We're at 19 minutes, and we're like...
That's it? God. So wait, we live.
What should we...
Don't you have one more beer to drink?
Yeah, we do.
We do. But we have to do a list.
What should we put in the middle, Sherry? New England, best New England beers, something like that?
There we go.
Best New England beers.
6 months of prep.
There's also a history of New England IPAs.
Not 98 of the best. 15. That sounds bad. that's from 2016.
That should be on the outtakes.
Oh, here we go. Best brewery in every New England state.
Chris is definitely not going to work.
But we are going to get two more episodes. No?
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Our list of mania this week is best brewery in every New England state. From Warwick, Rhode Island to Portland, Maine, these
Maine is one of the states.
New England breweries prove they're also among the best in the country.
And Connecticut's kind of dicey.
Bookmark them for a visit. This is from the New England, NewEngland.com website. This is an article by Joe Bills. We have another
Buffalo
journalist here, so I want to give credit where credit's due.
Well, there you go. Did you hear that? He sourced the journalist.
All right, best brewery in every New England state. Connecticut.
Oh, best brewery in Connecticut?
You want to make a guess?
Lawson's, because they brew that in Stamford.
New England Brewing Co.
Have we been there?
No.
What do they make? I'm trying to feign excitement to Connecticut's entree, which is New England Brewing Company. They're like trying to remind you, I'm not a suburb of New York. This is New England Brewing Company.
All right. A couple beers from New England Brewing Company. Coriolis Double IPA, which I believe we've had. And Imperial Stout Trooper with delightful hints of chocolate. All right. Those sound good. Honorable mentions for Connecticut. Willimantic Brewing and OEC Brewing.
Hmm.
All right.
Well done, Connecticut.
We brought it up this episode. The Maine's best brewery. Maine Beer Co.
Maine Beer Co. They still make beers that are transcendent.
Delicious beers like Lunch, Dinner, Peeper Ale, and then a whole variety of names.
You talked about Peeper again.
Leaf Peeper.
Hey, if we're talking New England, we should need to reference our last episode in Colorado's Leaf Peeper.
You've got Mo. You've got... Woods and Waters. You've got, what was the one? The Wolfneck one you guys
Wolfneck
were talking about?
Wolfneck was a good one.
Zoe. Great beers. We've been to that brewery before. A cool place in Freeport, Maine. What else is up in Freeport?
They got L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
What do you call
that? Flagship store.
Yeah. Factory. That's where they make all the galoshes or whatever.
And you can get great sweaters from L.L. Bean in 1988.
Honorable mentions for Maine. Allagash Brewing and Bissell Brothers.
Allagash is another good one.
Allagash, yeah.
And what was the one after
old school.
Allagash White's a great beer there. What's the other one?
All right, Bissell. Bissell. I've never heard of Bissell.
Like Harpoon, wasn't that up there?
They're in Mass.
Oh, what was the one
that we were going to get the brewer from Harpoon, remember
Portland.
That?
Portland. Remember there's that
big?
Oh,
wood.
From Harpoon.
Oh, yeah.
And that just came up
that's
organically.
Like the white whale.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember the brewer from Harpoon that we're going to get on the show? She just mentioned Harpoon. I'm just throwing it out there.
Best brewery in Massachusetts. Treehouse Brewing Co.
No arguments.
How does an out-of-the-way brewer survive without a robust distribution network? Or without any distribution at all?
Good beer that people want to go up there and get.
Great brews like Julius, which we've done episodes on before, hoppy IPAs. Its beers hold four of the top five spots on Rate Beer's Massachusetts listings. And a staggering 9 of the 10 spots on Beer Advocate's list.
They are a grail beer brewer. Their stuff.
They might be the new Heady Topper.
And they're right there in Springfield. They're like not too far off the highway if you're shooting up.
I need to get out there one of these days.
I think it's 91. 91, I think, is the road up there.
IPAs especially there. Honorable mentions. Guess what, guys?
Not Sam Adams.
Trillium.
Yeah.
And Boston Beer Co., Sam Adams.
There you go.
Very cool that Trillium is on the list and we're drinking that beer.
So tying it all to this episode with this list of mania.
All right. Another one in New Hampshire this time. Stoneface Brewing Co. I don't know. Guys, I've never heard of this one. They have Stoneface RIS, which is their Russian Imperial Stout, with coffee and vanilla flavors and a number of offspring.
That sounds like a sherry beer.
Including a bourbon barrel IIS, RIS, a rum barrel RIS, Their Hopulization Double IPA delivers your kick-in-the-face hoppy thing. Honorable mentions from New Hampshire, Henniker Brewing Co., Smutty Nose Brewing Co.
Smutty Nose, I've heard of.
Yes, we've had that, and Kelsen Brewing Co. Did we get through all the states yet? No, we haven't, guys.
You haven't talked about Vermont.
We haven't talked about Vermont, and we haven't talked about Rhode Island.
Narragansett.
Proclamation Ale Co. At this Warwick-based brewery, pale ales are definitely a house specialty. You really can't go wrong, whether you opt for Citra, Galaxy, Vic's Secret, El Dorado, or Mosaic. Those are all hop names. Those are all hop names.
You passed the test.
Apricot-infused oak barrel-aged
That the one in Rhode Island?
Yes.
That's not Narragansett?
Two more from honorable mentions from Rhode Island.
Narragansett?
Gray Sail Brewing. And?
Narragansett.
Tilted Barn Brewery.
No Narragansett at all.
Sorry, Mike, you can't.
It's a very small state. How do they not get on the top three? That's some bullshit.
All right. And I think the last New England state. Best brewery in Vermont. You got like three guesses and you'll hit it.
Alchemist.
Nope.
Hill Farmstead.
Nearly since its start in 2010, Sean Hill's Brewery in Greensboro, Bend has been a place of pilgrimage, which we pilgrimaged to there.
I pilgrimaged as a dirt road.
Yeah. Yes.
We did in a blizzard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You went.
Near Stowe, or near, what's the other ski resort?
We're on to J Peak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the best.
That's where the Davidsons are out that way.
Some of the best loved brews are named after Hill's forebears, including the Double IPA Abner and the Pale Ale Edward. They have a bunch of funky stuff, too. Like,
no, their funky stuff is what I like. They were one of the first ones to go there, and they made some good ones.
Honorable mentions, one of which we have on the episode today, guys, the Alchemists.
Alchemist.
And another one we talked about, Lawson's.
But they used to be Vermont and like low
They're
availability.
Still in Vermont.
But they but have they, a Connecticut they, distribution center.
They brew in other places.
And that's why we can get Lawson's, which I love, down by me because of that Stanford connection. And the quality's still there. It's not terrible.
All right, guys. Speaking of honorable mentions, let's grab the last beer of the evening.
Oh, my God. It's the Grail beer. But like we're totally palate blasted. Are we gonna give it an honest assessment?
Drink some water.
All right.
Drink some.
Do you have any ginger?
How do you say it? Water.
Water. W E D E R. At least I don't put R's in Washington.
All right. Yes, Hetty Topper from The Alchemist in Vermont.
So back in the day, like how far back in the day? How far back in the day?
Do we have our first one of these?
Well, just like when Hetty Topper was like, it was them and like Pliny and, you know, what was it? Floyd. God damn it, the one out in Midwest.
I feel like we've been talking about this for at least 8-9 years or so when they blew up. Yeah.
I mean, I kept my Hetty Topper can because it was such a special occasion.
Yeah, I think I did too the first time I had it. So this one's not as hazy. It's still hazy. Maybe a slightly darker.
The bubbles on the bottom are just
popping up.
Lots of resin. Nice. Great, great tiny bubbles on the head. Tiny bubbles. Head.
Not quite as rocky as some of the other ones.
Oh, well, this smells a little bit like illegal. Well, partially illegal things.
Legal in Colorado. Yeah, it does have a little,
doesn't
little
it?
Skunkiness.
2003.
So that's how long?
That's when they started?
Mm-hmm.
Fact checker. All right. Mm-hmm. But and they were always on one of the lists of like the beer to get. These were one of the ones mm-hmm. that we were talking about where you had to be good enough mm-hmm. to be packed in a trunk and cross state lines and trade it for something of equal value.
Yeah. Despite no marketing effort outside of Vermont, it grew in popularity through personal recommendations and craft beer websites and podcasts like this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they mention CNBC? Oh, they did in your article.
Yes, yeah.
And podcasts like CNBC.
That's awesome. Not CNBC, by the way. CM.
And not the Christian broadcasting.
Yeah, not the Bible chat.
I might be with you on.
It's not citrusy.
Focal Banger.
Yeah, Focal Banger is more citrusy than this.
It's a little dank.
This is like a perfectly balanced IPA. That's just got a little bit of a mellow kick. Like, it's still a great, great dipa.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be today, even though it's made in Vermont, I don't think I would call this a New England IPA. I call this a perfect IPA.
Yeah. New England IPAs have, like, gone somewhere else since Hetty Topper.
Yeah, and I think that was more that Treehouse. With Julia's thing, and the Trillium.
Lawson's.
Like getting that lemony, and then that made the thing. But this is still a perfect double IPA. It just has, it's not boozy. It's easy drinking.
100% independent, family-owned, solar-powered brewery. We saw their solar panels out there,
and they're persistent. Like, you, all these breweries that have been closing down, and all these brands that have been disappearing. 20 years, that's pretty good effort there. So, what the can have to say other than the history that you didn't share? Did you share any of it?
No, it says a lot.
You know,
of
I
stuff.
Don't know how to read. Don't hand it to me.
I can't. Okay. Let's read the whole can because it is Hetty Topper.
Okay.
Hetty Topper is an American double India pale ale. This beer is not intended to be the biggest or the most bitter. It is meant to give you a wave after wave of hoppy goodness on your palate.
100%.
Tremendous amounts of American hops will creep up on you and leave you with a dense hoppy finish in your mouth. So drinkable, it's scary.
That's
sometimes
true.
I wish I could crawl right into the can. Freshness and control have always been my main concern when it comes to our beer. We are committed to providing you with an unfiltered and unpasteurized hop experience. Why do I recommend that you drink from the can? Quite simply, to ensure a delightful hop experience. The act of pouring it in a glass smells nice, but it releases the essential hop aromas that we have worked so hard to retain. If you must pour it into a glass, you may find that some of the hop resins have settled to the bottom. Leave them in the can while pouring. This beer is perishable and is best when it is young, fresh, and hazy. Keep it cold, but not ice cold. Drink this beer immediately. We are always making more. John Kimmich, The Alchemist, Stowe, Vermont.
Look what he says on this one. Drink this beer today.
Drink it today. We're following that advice.
Or because.
Drink this beer today. You could be dead tomorrow.
Live for the day, guys.
Yeah, no.
That's what beer makes you feel to do.
And all those things in the descriptors for Hetty Topper, and the fact that you have one of your first Hetty Topper cans, and I hoard, so it's not a really big deal that I still have it, but even if I didn't, I would have had that can for a while. And I was like, that was an experience. It was a memorable thing. I did not want to forget that can. And back in the early aughts, you know, keeping that was a reminder how to get it. So lucky to know people in Vermont back in the day.
Of course, people in the article are chiming in with their other recommendations, so look up this article in newengland.com and from the editors of Yankee, whatever that is.
I don't think you get more Northeastern than those titles.
Yes. And by the way, someone said, you left out the Berkshires. We have great breweries. Where are the Berkshires?
They're on the west side.
Western Massachusetts. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
all right, I'm going to edit that out. I didn't want to sound dumb.
Oh, why are you going to let me sound dumb? No, the whole thing stays in. Is Maine part of New England?
Can we please talk about this again?
Seriously, I'm going to lobby for a part of Connecticut and Maine to be removed from New England.
All right, guys. The episode today, we had two beers from Trillium Brewing.
7%, 8%.
The Fens and
Vicinity.
And then two from The Alchemist, Focal Banger and Hetty Topper. Mike, can you pick one of these as your favorite?
No, they're all great. They're, God, that's tough. They're all, yeah. That one's a hard one. Like, I like the Fens because it kind of the achieved... The grassiness. And just the marketing tied into it. It was very nice. It was just a hint. Wasn't overpowering. I like the Fens a lot. But Vicinity was great as well. Focal Banger was badass because it had that citrus, but it also still kicked you with that astringency. And, you know, that's my passion, closing that ring. It had astringency, but it also finished with a nice sweet, you know, that citrus end. But then that set up the Heady Topper, which we just discussed ad nauseum. So, I don't know. I can't pick a best one.
I'm getting the astringency from the Heady Topper. I think I'm going to go with the first one, the Fens. I like the little grassiness of it.
Did I see you drink it, like, a little warmed up?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I'm not sure what beer that is, actually.
It said on their website.
I think it's this one.
That was a spit take. Yeah, you just did the Hefeweizen.
It says on their website that they have a whole Emerald Necklace series that they're doing.
Oh, so the different parks is?
Yeah.
Is that a piece of the parks?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's highlighted on the can.
Mm-hmm.
The Fens includes what the ones... By Fenway, or it looks like that's Boston Common.
It's like
Fens,
I think
right?
The Fens, they said it's like Back Bay, so
okay,
yeah,
it's the big chunk of the Emerald.
Should we do a little more geography?
No.
Isn't this a podcast about New England geography?
No, I believe it's one about beer. So, which one did you? You're going with the Fens.
I'm gonna go with Fens.
I think if you put a gun to my head, I'd pick Fens. How about you, Lynn?
I like the one that you guys went on and on about because, like, you built it up so much.
Heady Topper?
Heady Topper.
And it was really good.
So yeah, right. It was good. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that
Sherry?
Is
I did not drink any of these beers.
So which one would you pick?
I really like the smell of the Fens. I will say that.
Back right. Bay Fens. That's
when
the park.
It open. Yeah.
That area.
It's pretty tasty.
They have James P. Kelleher Rose Garden in the Fens. They have the Fenway Garden Society. They have the Boylston section.
Is this an episode about what's in the Fens?
They have
this is the Emerald
cement
Necklace
field.
Thing.
No, this is the Emerald
which,
Necklace episode.
I wish you would stop saying.
Sounds much dirtier than you should.
I wonder if it's some of the money.
Well, it's better
to
than
the
oyster
necklace
you want.
I bet so, 1%.
Yeah.
1% to the Fens.
No.
1% to the Emerald Necklace. All right.
Are you about to do an Irish accent?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, good Lord. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 125. You can subscribe to our podcast on any of our podcatchers, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, the Google Play Store.
Yes.
Or you can get our podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
By the way, I have to give thanks to our host, Podomatic, who's been our host since the beginning. I emailed them and I said, hey, look, we're coming up to the limit on our, like, the amount of storage we have. And they, like, expanded our storage.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, look, we don't have a ton of, like, listeners or something. I can't, like, justify spending the extra, like, tier up. And they just expanded our thing. So thanks a lot, Podomatic.
We'll
give Podomatic
it.
A little plug.
We have enough sponsors, so we'll just give you free advertising.
You can find us on a few socials. I recommend checking us out on youtube.com/CNBC podcast. As we mentioned this episode, we're going to have a few cool video episodes coming out. One of them, we may be inside of the Millennium Falcon. Guys.
That's amazing.
We got access.
You combine
George
that
Lucas
with our celebratory Picard access. Beer. I mean,
yes.
We are just totally cool.
And Instagram's CNBC_podcast.
All right, since we have done pretentious New England beers,
yes.
I'm going to bring a really, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we are here to drink beer. We are here to kill war. We are here to laugh at the odds and live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us. Charles Bukowski.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beers. Cheers.
From New England. Cheers.
New England, dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England, right away. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, acapella now. Dum de dum.
dum de dum dum a dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum dum a dum day. Oh, New England.